Okay, so what was the inspiration for the game?
Yep, so basically he's saying that, so there is already a benchmark that exists for dance games, you know, like, you know, other ones that are out there on different systems, but since this is on iOS and it's, you know, meant for iPad, it actually, the idea is to more attract more of kind of a broader audience, to bring kind of a similar experience that other gamers have with different kinds of dance games, more to an iOS kind of situation, and to be able to bring that, you know, to present this as kind of an opportunity for people that normally wouldn't play games or normally wouldn't be a part of, you know, a dance game, and bring that appeal to them.
Okay, so there's a super long lineage of dancing games from Konami, Ubisoft, forever. How do you guys make this different, aside from the fact that it's on an iOS? Because people are going to see it, and they're going to go, this kind of looks similar to the Konami ones, the Ubisoft ones. How have you guys put your stamp on it, aside from the platform change?
So the biggest differences would be that, you know, it's an online experience. It's always available to you with the iPad, and it's exceptionally customizable, much more so than many other games that are out there right now. It's got, you know, you can customize your avatar, shirts, you know, all kinds of different clothes, all the way down from the shoes, all the way up to a hat, sunglasses, accessories. It also has a number of different stages attached to it as well. So there's, you know, a lot of options to attract, you know, kind of a broader audience, I think.
Okay, what features are you guys most happy to introduce to this niche market that really hasn't played a dance game yet?
He's going to show them.
This is VS mode, like draw something. New game.
So this is the competitive mode.
This play.
So after playing the single mode, you get the score, and you choose if you wanna battle with other player with your score.
Basically, the feature is more. This is much more of a social experience in terms of I can play, I can get my score, and I can challenge you. Even if you happen to be in New York and I'm in San Francisco, and we can have a virtual online dance party for some
friends. Yeah, head to head. It's a very simple mechanic, you know, with battle scores and working into it, and it's got leaderboards attached to it. So as you play through, you keep your scores, you add them up.
But it's not the simple game, right? Dancing game where you using the complex technique, so it's kind of unique.
That's true. Yeah.
Just wanna. It's very important not to. Underestimate the power of having it be portable. So if I'm out and about, I'm not just going to drag my Kinect with me to do a more console-heavy version. So this is basically a pop-up dance party. So you can bring it wherever you want, and you can just start dancing, and you can challenge your friends or play with your friends or have them be right there. So.
Excellent. I'm noticing, yes, the Facebook sync.
Facebook
so it's social, so it's going to be uber social, basically.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So we can use Facebook Connect to find your friends online and challenge them.
There's 4 licensed songs right now. By the time the game is launched, how many songs do you expect to have? What's the plan moving forward?
This is Chris. There will be... the game launches next week, so there will be 4 games at launch, and then the plan is to add 1 song about every 2 weeks.
Okay. Considering Sega's long line of like fantastic music in their games, is there any like thoughts of like, you know, having fun and adding like, you know, a Sonic song in there or something like that? The music from like the Sonic Adventure games is awesome, so I mean, I'm sure people could dance to that.
I think this is kind of an opportunity to maybe, you know, look into a little bit different songs to move into. Yeah. I know there's a lot of people out there that would love that, but yeah.
Never say never.
Yeah, never say never, right?
So what's the price point looking at right now? How much is the game going to cost at launch? How much are extra songs going to cost? Are they going to be free? How is that going to work?
The plan that we have at the start is to include 2 songs with the initial purchase for 99 cents. Yeah. And as far as additional songs, we can't, nothing's really confirmed yet, so I can't really say too much as to how that's going to actually work out, but yeah.
So the initial app will be $1.99 with additional songs offered for $1.99 each, which is actually a good value to consider. If you buy the songs individually on the iTunes store, they would cost that much. So you're basically getting a fantastic dance game and those songs together.
I misspoke, $1.99, sorry.
That's okay. How do you guys want this game to be remembered? There's a ton of dance games out there, more than we can count. So how do you want this one to be looked at, you know, a couple of years from now? People go, oh, what do you want them to say?
Sing your vibes anytime, anywhere. Okay.
you can dance anywhere, anytime, with friends, yeah, on the go.
I also am hopeful that this will basically usher in a new way for people to interact with their personal electronic devices, because this is really kind of unprecedented.